Baruch Hashem, and let's say you saw me in the oil and the other oil and hot oil. That already isn't the future. In other words, those are psukim which are referring to the Gula Shalema, which will be said by the Goyim in the future when we have the Beis HaMikdash and Mikdash Hashem returns. That is the psukim of Nevuah. The first 15 psukim, you look at it when you say it in the morning, are talking the history of Klal Yisrael, of the Chesed which was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last 14 are talking about the Geula in the future. All these different beautiful verses. Maybe we'll have a look at them in a second, but let's first of all look at the Sefer here. Look inside the Sefer and see what Sefer says. He brings down in the Sefer a certain yisoid, what Hoidu is for. If you remember, we mentioned previously that Sukkotism is divided into two sections. The first part is removing the evil in the world, removing Achilles, the Kitulgim, the Kripais, the agents of harm which do in the world. That's what the Hodu is for. And then from Ashrei until the end is Shiras Mitzvah, is about the Bria. So he's going to mention that here. Hodu is specifically written in order to remove the Kitulgim, the different aspects of danger and harm which happen in the world. And then your Shebach V'Hodo, which you say afterwards, then that's given over quite clearly afterwards there, from Ashrei onwards. Let's have a look what the Sefer says. V'ato nichnosim v'tirket k'suki d'zimma. Now we're starting k'suki d'zimma. V'orishan shebalem hu hoidu. And the first of the prokim of k'suki d'zimma is hoidu. V'be'emes adayin ein ze ik k'suki d'zimma. That's not the real prophet of k'suki d'zimma, as I just said. The ik k'suki d'zimma hu shiros v'stishbochari. V'tirket Ashrei, from Ashrei onwards, is really, that's a Shebach V'Hodo for the Bria. Omnom, onu mukhwachim lahatzah, but we begin first in haperek hazeh. What's hoidu for? Ihu meyuchad le'inyan ha'chvosas ha'mekatrugim, to remove any agents of evil, of harm, of kitrugim, which are in the world. Atam, the reason is, ha'chvosas inyan zeh, koidim, why do you have to have that? Why are we so concerned about? Why do you have to remove the kitrugim in the world before we start shiras v'tishbochot? Ibe hisgabrus tumas ha'amim ba'olam. Because the enormous effect of Tuma, which the nations have made in the world, we're not able to sing this year. Why not? Because there's so many disturbances, there's so many hindrances which are in the world, which are preventing the ability of our praise to get forward. For that, we have to first of all remove the Kitulgim. And that's what Hodu is for. Hodu, that's what I mentioned previously. Hodu is removing the Kitulgim, removing the Malachim of Kabbalah, which are there to Hashem. That's why we say these words. Inside, you'll see the words in which we say every single morning. All the gods which people have in the world, but Hashem, everything is made by, if Hashem made Shemayim, all the gods are really from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. So wherever they worship, wherever they regard as being divine, in reality, Hashem made everything. And that's removing the Kitulgim. The Hein Emes Shemayim Asapim Tvaitkev. In reality, as we know, the Shemayim tells her the praise of the world. Umasa Yodav Magedo Akia. Hashemayim Asapim, that's the praise of the world. Magedo Akia. Let me just explain to you a few different words here, which is beautiful, which we say on Shabbos morning. This is play with Yud Tes in Tehillim. Hashemayim Asapim Kvodeo. The word Saprim is an old story. Umasa Yodav Magedo Akia. Magid is something current. Hashemayim Asapim, the heavens have been there for many, many years. It's an old story. Sipur, you see, sometimes is an old story. But the Sefer which we use on Leila Sefer is called a Haggadah. Haggadah is something current. The sky today is today's weather. Haggadah is current. Sipur is old. And therefore, Hashemayim Asapim, that's the praise of God. The heavens have always been there. And today's weather is Magid here. Achet Zleinu Hashemayim Mechusim. But the problem is as follows. The heavens are covered over. You can't get through. The cheshkas ha'olam hazeh, in the great problems of the secular world, and the standards, and the values, and the morality, everything which goes on in the world, and the avodah zarah, and the effects of money, and everything in the world, there's like a hindrance, there's a barrier to our tefillah to get through. But alkein aleinu lahaskil tefillah lenatet. And therefore, what we first must do is to remove, with the shaber koyach kol haklipos, and remove all the koyach of the klipos, ha'machasos es ha'olam hakadosha. And that's the first part of Sukkotism. All of Hoidu is for that purpose, to remove the Kofas of Tumah. Then we are able to say, that's the Kofas of Tumah. Meaning, the Kofas is to remove the Kofas of Tumah in the world. That's what Sukkotism is there for. I was thinking when I was preparing the shiur this afternoon, looking at it, in reality, maybe the hindrances come from us ourselves, not just in the world of Tumah, of the Ummah Sa'ilam, not just the effect of the secular world, but we ourselves, are very limited by our own behavior, by our own conduct, and living in Golas as well. I imagine the Kitrugim don't just come from the powers of the Ummah Sa'ilam, they also come from us as well. This is what I was thinking, Rabbi Yisai. There's a Gemara in Brachos Daf, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara brings down the different tefillahs of the different Amoraim that used to say at the end of Shemayin Yisrael. Listen to these words. When Alek Barba Alexandre, who was one of the Amoraim, when he finished davening, before he said Oysa Shalom Bin Ramav, what said to say, after he davened, he said the following words. Yehi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetamidei it's revealed in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our will and our interest is to do what you want. We want to. But we have a hindrance. We have a barrier. Something. We're barricaded off. It's hard for us to be mekayem the Torah mitzvahs. Two things are stopping us. Seir Sheva Isa, which is the leaven in the bread, which makes the dough rise. The Shivud Malchus, and what we are, the servitude that we have to the nations of the world. In other words, it's not just that the hindrances from the Ummah Sa'ilam. We ourselves, we have certain influences and certain values and certain effects that we have. Our tefillahs don't get through because we ourselves are involved in Golus and influenced by Shibud Seir Sheva Isa, the leaven in the dough, and also the Shibud Malchus. What does it mean, the Seir Sheva Isa? Let me read out to you what the Maharshal says of it. What does it mean, the two problems why our tefillahs don't get through? The first is the leaven in the bread, meaning what makes the bread rise up. Let me read out to you what the Maharshal says on this. Two things. One is Seir Sheva Isa, which prevents our prayers, and also Shibud Malchus, servitude of the Ummah Sa'ilam, the Golus. This is what the Maharshal says on it. He brings from the Rambam in Shmoneh Prokim. Sheyesh la'odam leirech v'midoysa v'umayasa v'derech ha'mamitza. A person must always try and go in the middle path when he's being Oved Hashem. V'hayetzerah meisiz eshar. Adam, but the Yetzirah gets in the way. The left is the concept and it puts you to one side. For example, it makes you free and easy. It's got to be pride of yourself. Or it's nice for taba and you get involved in fiber and material pleasure. But Al-Kain, the damas, I used to say, it like pumps you up. Seir Sheva Isa means the guide of the person, the tribe of the person. So the Yetzirah lifts a person up and say, whatever I want, I can get. Yes, I can. Whatever inhibition I have, I can remove the inhibition. That's called the Seir Sheva Isa. So in myself, in my own values, I am limited. And that's why one of the reasons why I think why my prayer doesn't get through, besides the Ummah Sa'ilam, I think I'm adding this point here as well. It raises the dough, it raises our Yetzirah, and we have a gaiva, we have a taiva, and that's one of the reasons why our tefillah doesn't contact. But it makes us more than it really is. We can't go in the middle path. We become too promiscuous, too free and easy, too involved in the secular values, and that's the gaiva which the person has. That prevents the prayer getting through. The ilu alei shibud malchus. The other side is the servitude of the nation. So meshapim, they press us down. Ha'akum, says the Maharshal. But the shibud malchus forces us against HaKadosh. In other words, it presses us down. Not only to prevent Kai Yisrael from doing pride, they make them low. They don't let us do even the Oved Hashem properly. That's the two powers which are on it. And that's what he meant. I'm suggesting what Alexander was saying really is one of the reasons why our prayer doesn't get through. We're affected by the standards of the Ummah. We live amongst the Goyim, we take their assimilate, we take their standards, we take their values, we take their style of life. And that, in some way, is a kitrug, I'm saying. He doesn't say this in the statement, but I'm suggesting it's not just from the Ummah. Our own prayers are affected by the standards that we have from the Ummah Sa'ilam, being influenced by Western society. That's the Seir Sheva Isa. And the other thing is the Shibud Malchus. We prevent it because we're pressed down, the Golus which we have on top of it. La Lechus without Pei HaMeitza. We can't go in the middle path. There are two extremes. One is the extreme of raising us up for our pride, and the other extreme is Shibud Malchus, pressing us down. I'm suggesting that's really behind one of the problems that we have in our prayer as well. He doesn't say that. Come back to the state for a second, Mother. He just says It's from the Cheshkas Ha'olam, from the Tumas Ha'olam. It is, of course it is. The influence of the Goyim makes a tremendous impression on us, and we can't be Obey Hashem properly because of that, the terrorism, the assimilation, everything. But it's also ourselves as well. Our own standards, which have become in some way tarnished, when we're not as pure in our thoughts when we come to Davin, we're thinking about money, thinking about news, we're thinking about certain titles which we have. They themselves are also Kitwugim, and that's what Hayu does. When he says at the beginning to remove the Kitwugim in ourselves as well, we are also inhibited in davening. We don't think clearly, we don't think what the words mean. It's hard for us to have Kavanah. Why? Because we're thinking of Western things. Say Sheva Isa, Sheva Malkus, those are things which affect us a great deal. And I'm saying that's one of the reasons I think the Kitwugim as well. It's a little bit more extended what he brings here. I think it's not just from the Umas Ha'olam. As I said, I think it's also from ourselves as well. The reason why our prayer, there are Kitwugim on our prayers, because our minds are in some way contaminated. Our neshama isn't pure. And that's holding us back. If we would clear our mind properly, we'd be able to come to our Kodesh. We would like to daven to you properly, but there's a hindrance. The hindrance is that we're not able to think clearly when we say the word. We have certain ideas in our mind, and the Kavanah is very hard for us because of Western, because of the Kitwugim. And that's what Hoyu does. Before you come onto Ashrei and the Tehillos and the Sherach, that's later. That's later in the Tehillah, in the Sugilizim. But the first part of the Sugilizim is this aspect of removing any barriers so that I can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Next paragraph. V'zeh loshon ha-mari al-gazi, the Sibboi, Shalmei Tzibur, v'agor, v'bifrat v'amiras mizma shel hoidu l'ashem, tzorech ha-odom mizchazek v'kol yachod. A person should try very hard when you say hoidu. When it's amitz v'kavonah, so try very hard to have kavonah. It's for your own benefit to remove the kitwugim so you're able to daven properly. Yihu shir noeh v'nechmat v'mishubat ma'oi. Very praiseworthy, beautiful praise that we sing. What is the content? The first 15 verses are the history. If you look at Rabbi Yisrael, in the beginning of Haidu, until the words will be in Baal, there are 15 sentences of the history of Klal Yisrael. And then from Shiur Lashem in Haidu, until the words, Baruch Hashem V'Hale Al-Korah, that's the 14 verses of the history. And later on, we'll see other verses as well, which Haidu talks about. The power of Haidu is tremendous. Remove all the unnecessary wastage and garbage which is in the front of our mind, and able to daven properly. Then onwards, you come on to Ashrei and Halukas and Vayvayet Tovit, all the praises of the Shiur Pesach properly. V'lachein oimu, Vayidiu v'amim alitho, make known to the nations all his acts. The Koi al ha'umos ha'kipos, it's talking about the nations of the world and their tumor which they have. Sheyakiu be'elukusa, that they should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'gadlusa. Yispaudu me'al kedusha, and they should remove us from the ability to reach kedusha. V'chein sapu b'agoyim kavodo, tell to the nations of the Kavod of Hashem, noirahu al kaderim. Pray that Kodesh Baruch is noirah. They don't recognize that. When the Mashiach comes in it, Hashem, then they will recognize it. And that's the last 14 verses here. Shiur Hashem, that aspect is a tremendous praise which we say to Kodesh Baruch. U'maskirim by apostle v'hu rachum, yidisa b'zara kodesh. Yeah, V'hu Racham is a very special verse, special sentence we say it. We say it many times in Davening. We say it in Psukim Zimra. We say it in Uvalet Tziyayim. Where else do we say it? We also say it in Ma'ariv. And
In Tachanun.
We say V'hu Racham four times in Davening. We say it in Psukim Zimra, in Hoidu. We say it in before Yehavoid, we say it in the Volatian, and we say it the fourth time also in Bait Meirah. What is the V'hu Achum? V'hu Achum Yechapel Avoyim. Let me just explain to you what that means. Before you have Meirah, maybe you'll have a... Just people just say V'hu Achum, and they don't think what they're saying. Let me tell you what the V'hu Achum means. It's asking a Kodesh Baruch to have Rachum in all this. Let's look at the verse a second. V'hu Achum Yechapel Avoyim. It's included in Hoidu as well. You'll see V'hu Achum is there inside. Let's look at the sentence together. V'hu achum yechapel v'lo yachriz. V'hu achum HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim yechapel avoyim. He should atone for all avoyim v'lo yachriz, and he shouldn't cause the destruction on them. V'hir v'lo hoshiv apoy v'lo ilka hamosoy. Apo is the anger externally. Hamosoy is the anger internally. V'hir v'lo hoshiv, he should remove his anger towards which he might feel towards us v'lo ilka hamosoy. And he, anger inside should not be burned against us. The reason is as follows, Rabbi Simon. The reason why we say this positive is once there is It's very hard to remove it without certain consequences. Or it is always some influence which is left over there. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu might give mafila, for example, by Haifa Egan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Kal Yisrael, but nevertheless, there's a certain roshem, a certain influence which is left. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachamim on us. You should forgive us the external anger, and there should be no anger in burning inside, meaning it should be removed. Have rachamim on us. Hashem Moshiach HaMelech Ya'anin Adam, and he should answer us in our prayer, especially when it comes to Ma'ariv time. That's probably the reason why we say it at Ma'ariv. We say it in the morning as well. But I think the first time we say it, in Sukkot HaZimra here, have a look in Sukkot HaZimra, where you say Baruch Achum. You say Baruch Achum.
It's just before the paragraph of Hoshea Samecha. It's just before the paragraph of Hoshea Samecha.
In the second part, at the end of it here. After you finish the 29 verses, and then look carefully and look it in Haggad. You, Hashem, should never hold back your rachamim to us. The chasdach and your kindness should always guard me. That's a private rachum. That's a private one. The Hu Rachum said in Haggad is that you shouldn't have any anger against me. Why is it? What's it doing here? It's asking Hashem, when I'm removing all the kitrugim, all the damaging parts of it, he should have rachamim and not have a charoin af or chamosa against me. That's what it's there for. And then you say, then it's private, it's for me. It should always guard me. That's what the sentence is saying here. Beautiful sentence here. That's why it's there in Sukkot. Because afterwards, it's there to remove the anger, which is exactly what Haggad is for. To remove the anger, to remove any kitrugim against us. I'm suggesting a little bit more, not just from the influences of the secular world, of the world outside, it's also the influences of ourselves. Our mind is not clear. From all that we have in our mind, there should be no anger, external or internal, against us. That's what he's saying here. Let's go back to the paragraph again. Last paragraph. And all we should remove it all so that we can have Kedusha. If our prayer is not complete, is not a genuine prayer, because there are malachim who chase after us. We say all these words, but it's not a genuine prayer, not a sincere prayer. Therefore, we say, and yes, accept my prayer. I'm saying the prayer with as much sincerity as I can, but maybe there are malachei chabola who are against me, fighting against me. That's my problem that I have here. Shalom v'achrei atzpila. U'v'soifa yesh likut shal psukei hafno. And the end of, after the 29 verses, you then have certain sentences of bakoshas rachamim. Two psukim of hishtach avor. Let me show you where these are. Do you have a sit in front of your voice? Take a look and see. Two psukim of hishtach avor. Those two sentences are two sentences of Ishtachavot to Hashem. Gimel Psukei Rachamim, Vehu Rachum Yichapei Avon is the first one. Atah Hashem Yisichu Rachamech Min is the second one. Vehoi Rachamech Hashem Vachazad Kimei Anamim. That's the third sentence of Rachamim. Gimel Psukim of Oi. Sinu Oi Yisraelo Him Anisog Abosai. Vehuza Vashpokim. Noari Migoshah. Where's the two? Those are the two sentences. Ois Rabbosai refers to Torah. Dirisha is prayer. Dirisha Hashem Beuza. Dirisha Hashem means to pray to Hashem. Ois is the Koyach of Torah. So to do Ois Elokim is the Koyach of Torah. That's Uzav Ashkotim, the Koyach of Torah in Shemai. No Elokim Migashacha. When I say an ois, it should be strength from our Torah, which we have. Gimel Psukim of Mekomais, Kel Mekomais Hashem, Kel Mekomais Hashem is one. Yilose Shabbat Ha'olet Hashem, Guman Agen is the second one. And Hashem HaYisrael HaMechav Yechazah. And then he says, Gimel Psukim of Yeshua. Then, Hashem HaYishua HaMechav, Hashem HaMechav Yishua HaMechav Yechav Sera. Those are the sentences of Hashem HaYishua HaMechav Yechav Yechav Sera. Those are the sentences of Yeshua. Gimel Psukim of Yitokim. In the end, at the end of the Haidu, there are three sentences of Bitokhin. So let's just recap quickly. I'm going through it very quickly here, but if let's just recap all of Haidu is there to remove the Kitwugim. Which Kitwugim? The Kitwugim of the Kaifas of Tumah in the world. But more than that, our own influences which we have in us, which prevent us from our prayer getting through, meaning our own hindrances, the Seir Sheva'isa, our own pride, and also the Shiva Malkus, which affect our prayer. The first 15 are talking about Inyanim of the past. The next 14 verses are talking about the future of Kadisar. And then we have different Sukkim, the Ruachim, which is there as a HaKadosh Baruch should remove any anger from me, he shouldn't have any Chayinah, so that my prayer should get through. And then we have Psukim of Rachim, Hishachavor, and the Koma, and Yeshua and Bitochim. Before we end, let's just finish off the last thing, what he says here, and then I want to add something else. This last paragraph at the end. You see number 17, my boy, at the top? Go to 17 at the bottom of the page. Ba'ayim v'sefer nefesh shimshon. Sheheret v'bil akilas hara sha'alidei hoidu. He emphasizes how important it is that when you say hoidu, to remove any bad which might surround us. The tzabeach kakuya, and it like shouts out. Excuse me one second. And he shouts out, Al Eidu Hamadan, those people, unfortunately, who skip out Mizna, they don't say Hodu. The Eidu Myoidim, Kama Masidim, and they don't realize how much people leave if you miss out and you don't say Hodu. In other words, you might just say Ashrei, Baruch Shama, Ashrei Nishtaba. Maybe that's a bare minimum, but if you don't say Hodu, you haven't removed all the Kitwugim. Messiah Shekol Kayach Harab Atuma Sheyeshba Briya. And all the tumor which can attach to our prayer, and our prayer doesn't get through. By saying Hodu, you can remove, and then you can come and daven properly, and then you say Ashrei and the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Briya. Would is Dakeh Mikol Masha Nidbak Boy Bahagoyim, and remove any damages, any hindrances from the Goyim. Lios Tadik Hashem, unbelievable Koyach Hodu. People sometimes miss out Hodu. You're right, the bare minimum of Sufei de Zimmer is Baruch Sha'ama Ashrei Nishtabach, if you really don't have time. But it's a chaval ma'od not to say Hodu, because Hodu removes all the tippers from you, from around, as we mentioned previously. Go up to the top of the page, Rabbi Yisai. Peirik Zeh Va'omu B'tkupas Do'ah, that's what I said to you. This peirik was said by David and Shlomo. As I said, when David brought the Oren to Yerushalayim, and he ordered the Alevim to say, one of the main people, to say it was Asaph. Asaph was one of the main the leaders of the Levians who sang the Shia there. And that's when David himself composed these 29 verses. To the Isa B'tat B'say the Olam Rabbah. Shehoyu Oymim Lifnei Ha'oyim B'shacha Mehoidu Hashem Ad Nevi'eh Ad Unevi'eh Al Toreyu. The first 15 was said in the morning by Tomisho Shacha. Hamadaber Oydes Ha'aba Akais. We talk about the history of Kadisar. Umishon Be'ele, from there onwards, and Zubayyabu Kalamurim Rahalel Hashem, he's talking about the Osit, the future. Amu Bebein Ha'aboyim, who said at the Kabbin Tomid Abarim. In reality, before the Beis HaMikdash was made, in other words, after, even though the Oren was taken from Gibeon and brought to Yerushalayim, David made Karbonas in Yerushalayim, in the Eir Tzion, before there was a Beis HaMikdash. In the morning, there was a Kabbin Tomid, and in the afternoon, there was a Kabbin Tomid Shoben Abayim. Later on, when they made the Korban Tomid, the Levim sang the Shir Shel Yoim when they did it. But until the Beis HaMikdash was built, David instituted these psukim, it was said. We Ashkenazim included psukim de Zimra. The Sfardim removed it, kept it by the Korbanos, because it was really shy to them. He says that in the Sefer here. The Picha Nagu Loima Boholyam Nitnei HaTfila, the Tfila Keneged Temidim Tikmon, because it was Keneged the Temidim. The Hu Gam Somok the Korbanos. And according to the Sfardim, that's why they, Ronnie, you asked me that question. Ronnie, are you there? One is there. One, he asked me that question. Why do we say, why does Fadim say Hoidu first? For that reason, because it's the capture of the Korbanos. Ubifrat lefi nusach Sfad shemaskimim oisai mamash the Korbanos. They say it's attached to the samchim oisai. They say it's attached to the Korbanos. That's the point behind it all. I'd like to finish, Rabbi, so we have two or three minutes left. Just the last pasuk in Hoidu, which is such a beautiful pasuk. Look at the last pasuk in Hoidu. On this pasuk is a beautiful peirush of the Vilna Gaon, which Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Gaon, said on this pasuk. A person is tested in bitachon three times, before, during, and after. In any challenge that you have, Before is Va'ani Bechastava Batakti. I trusted in your kindness before. Before you're going into a certain challenge. In reality, the Gaon says before is talking about Rosh Hashanah, Vani Bechatz Babatafi, Yogali Bibishoasech is Yom Kippur, Bishas Maisa, and Sukh is Zashir Hashem Kigo Mal Eloi, afterwards. In other words, the Sayon of Bitochen goes before, during, and after. And it's interesting the Bavuan then brings down in the name of his father, which is the greatest test of Nisayon, before, during, and after. And he says as follows, a beautiful point. The most biggest test is afterwards. Everybody davens before a challenge. If you're going Lale to have an operation, or you're going and getting married or something, whatever the sign is, everybody davens before and during as well. But afterwards you forget the chesed that you have the college powerful. Ashir al Hashem ki gamal aloi is afterwards. After it's passed, 20 years later, after you got married, 30 years later, you still thank the college powerful afterwards for what happened. A beautiful pasuk. And that says that the Bavon, the son of the Amazon, that's the kayak of this pasuk. Before, during, and after. So when you say you meet Hashem tomorrow morning, when you say it, you have a clear idea what Hoidu is talking about. The Ikka Koyach of Hoidu is remove the Kitugim. The Kitugim from the Goyim, and also the Seir Sheva Isan suggesting, and also the Shibud Malkus, the effect that Goyim have on us, which prevent our cells to get through. The first 15 are history, the next 14 are talking about the future, and then you have different Sukkim of Yeshua, and you have the Ruh Achum as well. This Ruh Achum is a private one. The straight answer is that Lo Sichu Rachachamim Meni, Chasav Mitov Yidin Tzumim, me personally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have no chawa and afwa, anger against me at all. Okay, Rabbi, so we leave it there. You want to get to Mayu in Eish Kodesh. Okay, we leave it there, Mir Tashem.
Shkoyach Rav Alperin and Shkoyach Yisrael Simon for organizing this.
Toltu. Thank you so much. Thank you, Organ. Laila Tov.
Just stay well and safe.
Toltu.
Amen.